Graveside services for 74-year-old Shadron native Robert Bob Wood of Fremont are tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Greenwood Cemetery in Shadron. There'll be a luncheon afterward at the Country Kitchen Restaurant in Shadron. Memorials may be directed to the family. Mosier Memorial Chapel of Fremont's in charge of arrangements for Bob Wood. Funeral services for 91-year-old Marcelo Dubray Ironcloud are Saturday at 9 o'clock at the Porcupine School Gym in Porcupine. Burial follows at 2 o'clock at the Pine Lawn Memorial Park in Rapid City. Two-night wake service is underway now at the Porcupine School Gym with evening services at 7 each night. Sioux Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marcelo Dubray Ironcloud. Funeral services for 75-year-old Fermina Midge Quintana are tomorrow at, are Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Bear Gymnasium in Batesland. Burials at the Mediator Episcopal Cemetery in Kyle. One-night wake service starts tomorrow at 1:30, also at the Bear Gymnasium in Batesland, with evening services at 7. Sioux Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Fermina Midge Quintana. And funeral services for 73-year-old Bernadine Redkettle are Saturday at 2 o'clock, the T&T Center in Wombly. Two-night wake services underway now, also at the T&T Center, with evening services at 7 o'clock each night. Burial will be at the Redkettle Family Cemetery in Wombly. Sioux Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Bernadine Redkettle. We do have some other funeral announcements, but those are the ones we've got pressing now, as we are short of time heading into basketball. For complete details on the funeral announcements I just gave you and on all the others, just go to our website, shadrad.com. News today brought to you by the winery located at the west entrance of the Country Kitchen Restaurant in Shadron, offering fine dining every night of the week. I'm John Axtell.
Shadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Shadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ShadronMotors.com. Shadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Shadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Shadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadron Community Hospital.
We welcome you into the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth in the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show for Mitchell High School. It is conference tournament time on this Thursday, as we get set for the Shadron boys and Garrick boys in this Western Conference tournament. Shadron coming in at 10-5. They are the 3 seed, Garrick the 6 seed, just a 4-9 record on the season. Meanwhile, the Shadron girls are over at Scott's Bluff getting ready to take on Garrick in that one. So that one is getting ready to take place. North Platte just took down Alliance in that game. Here it was Scott's Bluff girls over Sterling, and the other winner so far is the Sydney girls over Sydney girls took down Mitchell big today. So we'll try to keep you up to date on everything we can with both locations. I apologize. My voice has had better days. It is trying to exit stage left right now, but I promise we're going to get through this hopefully this whole weekend with a full voice. So we'll see. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. We'll take a break, come back. Your Shadron Lock keys to the game on the way. Keep it here to your radio home for the Cardinals, KCSR and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
A financial institution with your best interest at heart, Shadron Federal Credit Union is built on the same values as the communities we serve. We were there for your kids' first bank account, or when they bought their first car, cashed their first check, and every moment in between that mattered to you, because it matters to us too. We don't just say it, we live it. Whatever life throws your way, we're there to make sure you don't have to skip a beat. We are Shadron Federal Credit Union at 126 East 3rd Street in Shadron, where members really do mean more than money because you're like family.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
As fall turns to winter and you realize you may have slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors to bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
We welcome you back out to Mitchell High School. Let's take a look at your Shadron Lock keys to the game. And these two teams met last Friday down in Gehring, a game that went to overtime. 78-75 was the score of that one in overtime. Both teams knocking down 12 three-pointers that night. Here's the thing, though. These two teams met back in Shadron early on in the season, and Shadron got the 66-62 win. It is awfully hard to beat a team three times. Can Shadron pull off that beat here on the road? You're going to have to knock down shots again. Last time out, Gage Ruziska, guys like Uriah Ybarra, who's kind of been the head of the snake for this team, driving this Bulldog squad. You're going to have to again. And last Friday, you did a good job. Uriah Ybarra had 19 points. But when you look at it, he only had four made baskets. Got to the free throw line a lot. Can you limit his free throw line trips tonight? Can you cut those down? What is it going to be like for Shadron? Can you get a handle on those? And again, hit your shots. And do a little bit of what you did with Alliance the other night. You're aggressive to the basket the entire game. You're able to get to the free throw line a little bit, hit down timely shots, but really get to the basket as much as possible in this one. Try to get to the basket, get Gehring in foul trouble, and hit down the shots as they come. So make that happen tonight. Things will be good here at Mitchell High School as Shadron tries to get to 11-5 on the season. We'll take a break, come back. Starting lineups next on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Why do all furniture ads sound like a sports commentator? You know, touchdown on prices. We're kicking out the competition. Everything must go, go, go. No, that's just not them. Just your everyday folks trying to get you comfy at home. And if they can help you score a deal on a recliner or sofa, is that a foul? If so, then penalize them. Call them fanatics. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. They're not fanatics, just fanatical about where your story begins.
Modern Farm Equipment is a well-established farm machinery dealership with deep roots here in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, Tri-State Corner. Your authorized New Holland dealer, Modern Farm has the selection in inventory, parts, and services while being staffed with factory-trained technicians and knowledgeable parts and salespeople. Modern Farm Equipment on East Highway 20 in Gordon. Give them a look online at modernfarm.com or call 308-282-2368.
We welcome you back out to Mitchell High School as we get set for quarterfinal Western Conference Tournament play. Shadron girls getting ready over at Scottsbluff High School. We have that one pulled up. They're already getting into introductions. And we will, again, keep a tab on that one for you as well throughout the contest. Let's take a look at your starting lineup. Brought to you by Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shadron. For Shadron tonight, under the direction of Kyle Sanders, they'll look like this. Brady Daniels, the 6'1 junior. Brock Berry, the 6'3 senior. Gage Wild, the 6'1 senior. Trey Hendrickson, the 6-foot senior. And Tyler Spotted up, the 6-foot senior. For the Garing Bulldogs, again, a team that Shadron beat twice this year, including last Friday. They got the win over the Bulldogs as well. And this is how they will look tonight. It will be Gage Ruziska. He is the 5'10 sophomore. Uriah Ybarra, the 6'3 senior. Jack Mazur, the 6-foot junior. Jackson Howard, he is the 6'3 senior. And the other starter, did I miss one? I think I missed one of their starters. We'll get you that, though, here in just a moment. We're going to take our final break, come back, and have conference tournament basketball on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild's Bar and Grill, proud supporters of all the Shadron High student-athletes.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
We welcome you back out to Mitchell, and we had all five starters for Garing, but we had a jersey change. Trenton Bruner, who has been number 14, is wearing number 35 tonight. So for Garing, it's Ruziska, Ybarra, Mazur, Bruner, and Howard. For Shadron and the Cardinals tonight, they will go with Daniels, Berry, Wild, Hendrickson, and Spotted Elk. Your tip-off brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Trace Strothbite and State Farm is there for you. Shadron and Garing have tipped off already. And we'll keep you up to date on that one throughout the contest. Cardinals will move left to right here on your AM radio dial. Garing's going to move right to left as we see it. And we are ready to go on this Thursday. Three straight days of basketball. This used to be the season opening tournament, and they moved it to this second to last weekend. And, last weekend in January, which is traditional with a lot of conference tournaments. And so they're just trying to get on base. It'll be Brock Berry jumping against Jackson Howard, 6'3 for Brock Berry. Howard at 6'3 looks a little shorter than Brock. Shadron wins the opening tip. Brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Right away, Berry underneath the basket. Wide open find from Trey Hendrickson. The Cardinals go up 2-0. Carrying back the other way. That's Mazur. Up top for Ziska. Back to Mazur. Drives. Leaves in the corner for Howard. Howard to Ibarra. Stands between the top of the key and the half court line. Gives way. Mazur. Cardinals in a matchup man-to-man defense right now. Chatter in the home team in this ball game, so they have the home whites on, gearing the road black. Three from Ziska is up and in. If you remember last week, Ziska had 19 points in that overtime Chatterin win. Here's Spotted Up, middle of the lane, up with it off the window, got it. Spotted Up banked it in, and right away you see Chatterin being aggressive, getting to the basket. Ybarra looking for a little backcourt help. Now here's Mazur into the front court. Ybarra. Ybarra drops it, low block. Bruner has it stripped. Picked up, stripped away again. Grady Daniels comes out with it. Daniels spins, kicks. Here's Wild, pump fake, drives middle of the lane. Floater, got it! Gage Wild hits the runner. Again, apologize for my voice tonight. It's been getting progressively worse throughout the day. Bear with me tonight, I apologize. Corner three, Howard can't hit. Rebound pulled in by Gage Wild. Cardinals lead 6-3 on your Kohler's Law scoreboard, and our first foul of the ball game is going to go on Uriah Ybarra. Our first quarter brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Wild from the baseline, gives off to Berry. Berry trying to work in now on Bruner. Spins up and under, can't hit. Rebound for Bruner. Ball goes out, Ziska, far side of the floor, stops on the wing, kicks it left. The drive for Mazur, the layup. Mazur hits, and it's 6-5, Chatterin. Clock under 6 minutes here. Ball up ahead, Spotted Up, and he traveled. Tyler took an extra step through the lane. It'll be a turnover back to the Garing Bulldogs. Again, first round Western Conference tournament. Chatterin girls, unfortunately, playing at the same time. Hopefully we can straighten things out tomorrow for you. High post look, Ybarra kicks it back up top to Bruner. Bruner goes left for Ziska, drives towards the baseline. Floater up and in. Ziska's got five, and it's 7-6, Garing. In the backcourt, Cardinals with problems, got to get it ahead. Here's Wild across the timeline. Wild kicks, Berry, right wing. Back up top, Daniels, a little shimmy shake, trying to back his way to the free throw line. Pull up, jumper on the way, got the roll. Brady Daniels the roll. And it's 8-7. Cardinals reclaim the lead. This is kind of indicative of how these two teams have played this year, back and forth. Bruner, top of the key, Ziska, left side, looking for a cutting. Ybarra, not there. Howard from straightaway, the three, buries it. Jackson Howard knocks it down. Cardinals trail by two. Here's Spotted Elk again. Skip pass, throws it away. Wanted Hendrickson and throws it away. You can see Garing is bringing different pressure tonight than they've brought over the past couple of matchups, and Chatterin dealing with a little differently tonight. Ybarra, high post looks, takes it right back, wants to drive, pull up jumper on the way, got it. Ybarra hits his first basket of the night. And it's 12-8, Garing. The step through, Spotted Elk gives it up to Wild, right in front of us here on the wing, the drive. Wild leaves it off for Daniels, cuts out, goes to Hendrickson. He wants to go up, forces at the basket. No call, we play on. Here's Ybarra. Ybarra on the left wing, leaves it off for Ziska. Inside look for Bruner, shot up, rolls in. Chatterin trailing 14-8 now. A 7-0 run here for Gary. Here's Daniels on the Chatterin side of the half court. Drives to the right side. Stops. He has to get it out to Hendrickson. Hendrickson back to Daniels off the screen. Double screen. Daniels free throw line jumper. In and out. Long rebound. Pulled in by Mazur. And Gehring has it back again. Mazur drives. Spins. He's cut off by Wild. Into the corner. Bruner along that left baseline. Finds Wybarra. Chatterin trailing 14-8. Wybarra the baseline drive. And a timeout called by Gehring. Chatterin trailing by 6. 14-8. 3:12 first quarter. We're back in 30 after this East Salada Boutique timeout on KCSR.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Chatterin, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Back out here at Mitchell High School. Chatterin trailing 14-8 in this one. And they did trail at halftime of last Friday's game before pulling that out in overtime. Gehring to inbound from the baseline. Ball comes in wide. Barra brings it back out down the three-point line. Sends it to the hands of Ruziska. Ruziska between the circles. Comes off the double screen right. Gives wide. Barra. Wide Barra from the free throw line. Trying to work on Talon Jelinek. Now Howard, a stutter step, three left short, ball loose, picked up by Brock Berry. High post look for Berry. Berry wants to drive, kicks, and throws it out of bounds. Chatterin looks all out of sorts right now. Thomas Smith, Talon Jelinek in. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Chatterin leading Gehring 14-11 in the girls' game. And so now I don't. Are we looking for a towel here? I think we're looking for something. We're looking for a towel. We find one to wipe the ball off with. So last check. Chatterin leading Gehring 14-11 in that girls game here, trailing 14-8. Daniels, Berry, Wild, and Spotted Elk have all scored for Chatterin. Meanwhile, a couple of threes from Gehring making the difference in this one. Chatterin hasn't even attempted an outside shot. And when you take into account these two teams, each dropped in 12 just last Friday. Creighton Beals in for Gehring. Here's Wybarra into the corner. Nope. Now he finds Seiler. Seiler, baseline, nice look underneath. And Bruner drops it in. 16-8, Gehring. Here's Daniels up in the corner to Smith. Smith back out. Daniels, right side of the floor. Smith off the screen, can't get anywhere with it. Smith swings it left side, Daniels. Daniels wants to drive, floater up, can't hit. Ball knocked around, it's going to go to Gehring. And we talked about it briefly in the pregame, tough to beat a team three times. You've played each other enough that you kind of know what the other's going to do, and it makes it hard. As Howard fires the corner three, that one's off. Rebound for Gates Wild. Wild takes it on the right wing. Now wants to drive towards the baseline. And there's contact, can't finish. But Gates Wild will get a pair of free throws here. Chatterin trailing by 8. Foul goes against Bruner. That's his first. Gehring second. Free throw for Wild. In and out. Tyler Spotted Elk checks in for Talon Jelinek. Meanwhile, Ruziska checks back in. Howard's going to sit down.
showing.
Wild, one more free throw here to try to cut it down to a 7-point deficit. Free throw, got it. Gage Wild hits the free throw. And with a minute 35 left in this opening quarter, it's 16-9 Gehrig. Here's your Ziska. Looks for Seiler into the corner, Beals. Beals back out, Wybarra long three on the way. Off the back rim, rebound for Spotted Elk. Seiler, Spotted Elk takes the board. Stops. Into the corner for Thomas Smith. Smith drives up with it. We got a charge on Thomas Smith. So the foul on Smith is Chadwin's first for the ball game. Trey Hendrickson checks back in. Thomas Smith is going to check out. Minute 15 to go here. First quarter. Brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Ruziska, right side to Seiler. Seiler, to the free throw line, gives to Beals. Weave at the top of the key, the kick. Ruziska, quick three on the way. Left it long, rebound out. Here's Wild in the front court. Wild, the crossover, lost it, and they're going to get bailed out here with a foul on Garing. That foul on Nate Seiler. That is his first. Team's third here in the first quarter. 56 seconds to go. Chadron looking for something to happen. Ball into Daniels out on the volleyball line. Daniels corrals it. Comes off the screen to the right. Inside to Barry. Barry spins. Left hand. Rolled off the rim. Oh, my goodness. Brock Barry did everything right. And the ball went paid off by going through the cylinder. Gehrig has it back in the front court. 35 seconds left. First quarter. 16-9. Ruziska. And now finally a reach on Tyler Spotted Elk. He'd been working on it. Score update, end of first quarter for Shadron and Gehrig. Girls game over at Scottsworth High School. Shadron up 21-11 in that one. So Shadron girls up on top. Shadron boys trailing by seven. Ruziska just into the front court. Dribble right in front of us here on the near side. Ruziska backs away. No shot clock tonight either here in Mitchell. Ball goes to Howard straight away. Wybarra right wing, clock under 10. Wybarra wants to drive. Throws it up and gets the roll. Chadron might have a chance at the buzzer for Wild off the side of the rim. And Chadron's going to trail it, though. 18-9, your score. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 1 minute on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
At the Eye Company, Dr. Jordan Stevens and her staff aim to be different. Different because they see their patients as family. Different because they will never settle with mediocre. At the Eye Company, they're continually trying to improve all aspects of the eye care they provide. From your eye examination to their diagnostic equipment and even their frames and lenses, they strive to provide excellent patient care and customer service. Stop by their office at 139 West 3rd Street in Chadron or call 432-2200 to experience eye care at its best. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges in the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Time for the start of the second quarter, 18-9. Shadron trailing Gehrig on the floor for Shadron. You have Wild, Barry, Hendrickson, Spotted Elk, and Daniels. Ruziska, a quick three out of the gates. He buries it. And it's 21-9, Gehrig. Daniels up ahead to Barry. Barry into the corner, Spotted Elk. Shadron's got to find somebody to be aggressive here. Spotted Elk to the basket. Can't hit. Gets his rebound. kicks out. Wild thought about a three. He'll take it. Airballed it out of bounds. This is my other concern. Chadron played Friday in an overtime game. Played Saturday. Turnaround played Monday. Only had 2 days off in here, and you're going to play three straight. It's a lot of ball in a short period of time. High post look wide. Barb carrying the 12-point lead. Excuse me. Right side is Mazur. Up top to Howard. Howard wide open. Takes the three off the front of the rim. Jaring already with three made three-pointers. Shadron hasn't hit one from outside. Barry, center step, kicks in the corner. Hendrickson. Pull-up floater on the way. Got it. Trey Hendrickson gets his first pass for the night. It's back to a 10-point deficit. Ball goes left to Howard. Gehring has it in the front court. Back for Ziska, right side of the floor. Mazur drives, kicks. Wybara, middle of the lane, trying to spin. Kicks out Howard. Baseline drive leaves it underneath, and it's going to be knocked away by Shadron. It'll stay. Gehring basketball. Shadron down 21-11 here to Gehring. Raziska from the baseline throws in Mazur, takes it right back. Looks inside, knocked away. Bruner. And no call. Loose on the floor. Hendrickson picks up the ball. Bruner kind of put his butt into Brock. Both went down. And Hendrickson comes away with a steal because of it. Hendrickson up top to Wild. Inside Brock Berry. Berry into the corner. Hendrickson corner three. Rims in and out. Rebound for Mazur. Mazur quickly into the front court on the right side. Drives left. Looks underneath. Blocked from behind by Berry. Bruner was mad. He thought there was a foul. It looked clean. Here's Spotted Elk straight away. Spotted Elk works in left. Down low to Brock Berry. Brock. Patient, can't hit, gets his rebound. The putback won't go, but he'll get free throws. Cardinals working it in as Thomas Smith waits to check back in for Shadron. Brock Berry at the free throw line. He's got 2 points already, trying to cut this back to single digits. Free throw on the way is up and in. That foul, by the way, was the second on Bruner. And Saban Roberts relieves Bruner. It's 21-12. Shadron trailing by nine. Trying to get this back to eight here. First round Western Conference. Free throw on the way. In and out. It's a couple of shots that have done that tonight. Ball up ahead, Wybara. Wybara skips back up Mazur. Drives. Kicks back to Wybara. Wybara trying to spin in the lane. Kicks out Saban Roberts. Into the hands of Mazur from the high post left side. Jumper won't go. Rebound pulled in by Daniels. Up ahead, and it's going to be knocked away by Jared. It'll stay Shadron ball. Seiler checks back in. Mazur's going to check out. Jelinek checks in, and Wild will check out for Shadron. Jelinek. From the sideline to pass it in. Finally gets it into Spotted Elk. Wants to drive. Shot up off the glass. Won't go. Nice looking little shot for Spotted Elk. Just couldn't get it to go. Wybara. Right side of the floor. Gehring has it. Seiler. Up top for Raziska. Raziska wants to go all the way around. Leaves it underneath for Roberts. It's lost. And it's going to go back to Shadron. 5 minutes left, second quarter, brought to you by Skeeter's Nap Auto Parts. Again, apologize for my voice tonight. As far side of the floor, Spotted Elk. Skip pass, Smith. Smith to Daniels, right side of the floor, inside Brock Berry. Brock looking to go to work. Brock kicks out, Spotted Elk drives, into the corner, Smith fires a three. Way too strong, shot it over the hoop. Up ahead, Wybara into a three in rhythm. Can't hit. Ball loose. Picked up by Jelinek. Gehring's opening the door here for Shadron. The Cardinals can knock down some shots. Here's Daniels. Wants to drive. Floater up off the window. Too high. Kicked out. Spotted Elk. Spotted Elk out to Jelinek. And a timeout, Chadron. Timeout on the floor. Cardinals trail by 9 with 4:11 to go in the half. We're back in 30 after this T Salon and Boutique timeout on KCSR.
So we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start. The kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry. And you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote or coyotes to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Back out here to Mitchell. It is 21-12. Chadron trailing Gehring right now in this Western Conference semifinal. Ball comes in. Brady Daniels with it in the front court. Off the screen from Barry. Comes back to the right. Looks back for Brock. Shot up. That's going to be a charge. Brzezinski was just sitting there, and Barry didn't see him. Pretty easy call, and now a empty possession, and Gehring gets it back. 4:04 on the clock. Cardinals again trailing by 9. Score updates brought to you by Kohler's Law. Here's Seiler. Goes to wide bar. The drive. The kick into the corner. Howard, 3 on the way. Got it. Howard's got a couple of threes, and it's 24-12. The Gehring lead back up to 12. Smith, far side of the floor. Back up top to Daniels. Daniels comes left off the screen, keeps his drive into the corner, and Smith can't handle it. Turnover. Trey Hendrickson checks in now. Brady Daniels is going to check out. Three and a half to go here before halftime. Ball loose on the floor. Rzyzka is going to run it down. Cardinals again trailing by 12. The crossover from Rzyzka taken by Barry. Barry up ahead to Jelinek. The layup missed it. Rebound for Hendrickson, though. And Jelinek is slow to get up. Chadron has missed some costly layups tonight. They've left about 6 or 8 points out there on what's that word we used to call them, bunnies. The bunny shots. Wild back in. Cage had to go corral the ball. Here's Hendrickson now on the right wing off the screen. Comes out, saving Roberts in his face. Jelinek back to Barry. He lost it. Back now the drive for Hendrickson, and he turns it over. And now a foul on Talon Jelinek. That foul on Jelinek is his first. Second team foul for Chadron this quarter. Chadron girls clinging to a 2-point lead, 26-24. 3 minutes left in the first half. Here, Chadron boys trailing 24-12. Ball goes right wing, Mazur, free throw line, gives off Seiler, 3 on the way. Bounced around and off, rebound for Brock Berry. Hendrickson, back to Berry. Berry, inside to Spotted Elk, jump stop, up with it, got it. Seiler, Spotted Elk, scout 4 points, and it's back to a 10-point deficit. Again, Gehring hasn't been lighting up this second quarter, but Gehring or Chadron can't really get anything going. Here's Wild. See what the final 2 minutes bring for the Cardinals. The drive, the layup for Gage Wild. He's got 5 points, and it's 24-16. Again, if you can get this down to keep it at single digits heading into half, you'd feel pretty good. Now a tipped ball, and Wild comes up with the steal. Wild to the basket. Got it. Gage Wild the steal. It's down to a 6-point deficit. The Cardinals a quick 6-0 run. Our timeout's brought to you by T Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment online or call 430-3686, located in downtown Chadron.
Dean Nitch in Studio 308. They specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Why don't you give them a call at 430-1723. Shattern Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. Dawes County Title and Abstract, handling title insurance, record searches, and escrow closings. Proud supporters of our area athletes in Dawes, Sioux, and Sheridan counties. Diamond Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local associate Ben Rust in Shattern at 430-0760. Out of the timeout, Gehring basketball. Shattern trying to make a run. They've got it down to six, 24-18. Here's Beals up to Seiler. Seiler dribbles clear to the right wing, right in front of that Shattern bench in the corner. White bar up top, Ruziska. Here's Beals. Free throw line. Mazur drives up with the left hand, blocked by Berry. Ball comes out to Spotadoff. Spotadoff leaves it for Wild. Wild pump fake. Spotted up, now looks back to Wild. Wild wants to drive, hangs, and we're going to have a block. And Gage Wild's going to have a pair of free throws. That foul goes against Mazur. That's his first. And now just short of a technical foul is Trey Winkler, head coach of Gehring. He just got a warning. And Gage Wild is at the free throw line to try to make this a 4 or 5 point game. Free throw. Up and in for Gage Wild. One more free throw coming. 24-19, a minute left in the first half. Free throw for Wild. Missed it. Ball out. Picked up by Ruziska. Shattern has it down to a 5-point deficit. Free throw line jumper won't go. Rebound for Smith. Loose on the floor. Knocked away. And it's going to be Shattern ball. Excuse me. At the half, Shattern leads Gehring 35-28. That girls' contest. Here, 50 seconds left. Here's Wild, almost has his pocket picked. Picks it up, hands it off, spotted up. Into the corner, Smith, pump fake. Loader on the way. Got it, Thomas Smith. His first basket, it's 24-21, Gehring by three. And now a turnover by the Bulldogs. With 30 seconds left in the first half. And now Gage Wild replaces Brock Berry to inbound the ball. Clock down to 30 seconds. Shattern can be a little patient here. Ball inside to Berry. Berry backing his way down. Into the corner, Daniels. Back up to Berry. Into the corner, Smith. Three on the way. Bounces off. Rebound. Brock Berry takes a hard tumble. And Berry bounces right back up with 10 seconds left. Hendrickson back in for Thomas Smith. Jackson Howard and Trenton Bruner back in for Gehring. 24-21. And Gehring had to get a player off the floor here. Shattern's going to bring some full-court pressure here. Wybarta inbound. Finds Mazur. Clock down to 8, down to 7. Mazur dribbles towards the basket. Spins, and that's going to be a travel with 3.5 seconds left in the half. A travel and a turnover. So now, Gehring applies pressure. Ball into Hendrickson. Hendrickson kicks, corner three, spotted out! Just left it short, and we go to half. 24-21, Gehring leads it, but Shattern overcame a 12-point deficit by finishing the quarter on a 9-0 run. We'll take a timeout halftime next on KCSR and Shattern.com.
Homestead Bank is proud to serve Shattern and the surrounding communities.
They take pride in the fact that so many ranchers, businesses, and consumers have trusted them with their financial needs for over the past 100 years. Their common sense approach to banking has helped them to stay fiscally strong. As a result, they've continued to grow with the communities around them. The Bank Farmers, Ranchers, and Businesses Trust. If you're looking for a financial partner, come to see Homestead Bank in downtown Chadron. Homestead Bank, your journey, your bank. Member FDIC. Hilltop Lanes at 10th Street in Chadron has rolled out some new hours. Now on Tuesdays through Fridays, the kitchen will be open from 11 to 2 p.m. Stop in and try one of their daily lunch specials or browse through a menu packed with delicious eats. If bowling is more up your alley, drop in on Tuesday evenings from 5 to 9 p.m., 5 to 11 p.m. on Wednesday through Friday, and 3 to 11 on Saturdays. That's Hilltop Lanes in Chadron, open for lunch Tuesday through Friday, and the best game of bowling you've ever had. Call 308-432-5263 to reserve your lane today.
Lead the way. Good luck to all of our local athletes and teams. Your number one fans at CPA firm Casey Peterson LTD will be cheering you on all the way. And when it comes down to running the numbers, Casey Peterson LTD is here to help you with all of your tax, accounting, audit, and assurance, consulting, and wealth management needs. In addition to serving clients in western Nebraska, Casey Peterson LTD also helps clients with tax and financial matters in South Dakota and Wyoming for more than 45 years. For more information, visit CaseyPeterson.com.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
H&R Block in Chadron. Call them year-round for any type of tax service. 308-432-4432. You're listening to AM 610 KCSR Chadron.
The Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ChadronInsurance.com.
We welcome you into the Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. It is 24-21. Things look kind of bleak after that first quarter. Chadron wasn't really looking so hot. Gehring had the 18-9 lead and got it out 24-12. And Gehring had the momentum. And then Chadron finished with a 9-0 run. That first quarter. Chadron has yet to hit a three. Gehring has hit four of them in the first half. You know, if things are back and forth here, Chadron would have had the lead, but Cardinals just unable to hit one from outside so far. Right now, Gage Wild carrying the load. 8 points for Gage. No one else with more than four. On the other side, you have Gage Ruziska. Battle of the Gages with 8 points. We're at the half. We'll take a break. Halftime news coming up on KCSR and Chadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
A financial institution with your best interest at heart, Chadron Federal Credit Union is built on the same values as the communities we serve. We were there for your kids' first bank account, or when they bought their first car, cashed their first check, and every moment in between that mattered to you, because it matters to us too. We don't just say it, we live it. Whatever life throws your way, we're there to make sure you don't have to skip a beat. We are Chadron Federal Credit Union at 126 East 3rd Street in Chadron, where members really do mean more than money, because you're like family.
Your halftime news update is brought to you by Chadron Insurance. Chadron Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell. The Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference has suspended Chadron State women's basketball head coach Travis Brewster for 3 games and fined the program $5,000 for his forfeiting last Saturday's game at Adams State in the third quarter. Chadron State says it accepts the RMAC decision and will continue to fully cooperate with conference officials. The RMAC office offered thanks to the CSC administrators for their cooperation in the process. Eagles had 8 players available at the time of Saturday's forfeit. Brewster cited safety concerns in a statement released after the game. The RMAC says Brewer's decision was unacceptable and contrary to the RMAC philosophy statement and ethical conduct policy, as well as the spirit of the game. The league also says it was wholly unfair to participating student athletes. Eagles play tomorrow at Colorado Springs and Saturday at Regis. There's no word on who will be the head coach for those games. City of Chadron got good news with the opening of bids for 2 street projects earlier this month. The low bid for each came in under the engineer's estimate, significantly lower for one of them. Mark Chrisman Trucking of Gehring was awarded a $103,000 contract for repairing the intersection at 6th and Mir Streets. It was $16,000 under the engineer's estimate. Top Coat Incorporated of Yankton, South Dakota was $344 under the engineer's estimate with its successful $57,000 bid to armor coat Main Street from 3rd to 10th. Both winning bids were significantly lower than those of their competitors. The highest of the 3 bids for armor coating, also known as chip and seal, was nearly $93,000, while the 3rd bid was just under $80,000. Chadron received 5 bids for the intersection project, more than city officials had expected. The high bid was $201,000, or about $83,000 more than Chrisman's winning bid. The others were $172,000, $133,000, and $132,000. Both projects are scheduled for this summer, with city officials emphasizing the armor coating project's 45-day schedule won't start until after fur trade days. Armor coating is used to extend the life of asphalt pavement that's still in good shape. Chadron has used it extensively in the past, but not in the last 10 to 15 years. The latest monthly report from the UNL Bureau of Business Research shows Nebraska's leading economic indicator rose 1% in December. Indicators designed to predict economic activity 6 months in the future, and Bureau Director and Economist Eric Thompson says the 1% increase suggests the state's economy will grow at a moderate pace in the first half of this year. The full report and a technical report describing the indicators are available at the Business Bureau Research website, bbr.unl.edu. And the new superintendent of the South Dakota Highway Patrol began his new duties this week. 36-year-old Casey Collins was promoted by Governor Kristi Noem from captain to colonel earlier this month to succeed the retired Rick Miller. Collins is a 15-year veteran of the patrol with past assignments that included commander of the Rapid City Base, District 3. And that's your halftime news update brought to you by Chadron Insurance. Chadron Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Arrow Building Center in Chadron is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chadron cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go cards on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're involved in. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, your hometown, home-owned business. Do it best with Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 Chadron.
Back out to Mitchell as we get ready to start the third quarter. And I apologize again. My voice has kind of been worked over today. And more so just a sore throat. And I don't feel horrible. It's weird. I don't feel horrible, but my throat just decided it wanted to exit stage left today. Wild, along with Daniels, Hendrickson, Berry, and Spotted Elk on the floor. You have Ruziska, Mazur, Wybara Brunner, along with Jackson Hauer on the floor for Garrigan. We're back underway. Inside look for Brock Berry. Berry trying to go to work. Kicks out. Daniels jumper on the way. Too strong. Rebound tipped into the hands of Mazur. And Ruziska walks it up into the front court. High post look for Wybara. Kick out Brunner. Right side Ruziska. Wants to look inside. Wybara blocked. And a foul. They're going to call it on Tyler Spotted Elk. Looked like he got a lot of ball. So Spotted Elk picks up the foul. And Wybara with a couple of free throws here makes the first. One more free throw coming for Uriah Wybara. Bends the knee, makes some both, and it's back to a 5-point carrying lead here. 35 seconds into this half. Here's Daniels. Pass tip, knocked away, and now they're going to call a foul on Brock Berry, trying to come over the back and grab a tipped pass. That's his second. We didn't have a lot of fouls in the first half. We really didn't. Ruziska inside. Wybara, the basket. Now another foul on Spotted Elk. And more free throws. And this is what Uriah Wybara did in the second half of that game down at Garing last Friday. Got to the free throw line. And it was a 3-point game at halftime. Now it's back out to 6. And it's been nothing but free throws and turnovers for Chadron here. Garing free throws and Chadron turnovers. They had all the momentum going into halftime, but haven't been able to seize it here early on. And now it's 28-21, back to a 7-point lead. 4 free throws straight away here. All by your Wybara, and then another turnover. Wybara comes away with it. Wybara kicks. 3 on the way from Brunner. Got it. Oh, my goodness. This is just like the game started. And Garing all of a sudden has a 21 lead. And now a steal in the backcourt. Howard leads it off. Ruziska got the layup. And a timeout called as Garing is back out to a 12-point lead in the midst of a 9-0 run. We'll take a timeout back in 30 after this timeout on KCSR.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz & Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Garing a 9-0 run here over the first minute and 23 seconds of the third quarter. A 9-0 run to take a 12-point lead, and Chadron has just turned it over here early in this third quarter. They got to figure out how to take care of the ball. They've given up 4 points off layups already, or free throws. A Gage Ruziska fast break layup, and then that Trenton Brunner 3-pointer. He's got 7. Meanwhile, Gage Wild has 8 for Chadron. Here's Daniels in the backcourt. Daniels, he turns it over. Here's Wybara. He turns it over. Up ahead to Hendrickson. Hendrickson leaves it off for Jelinek. 1 extra pass, and Wild is fouled on his way up by Brunner. Oh, they're going to call that on Mazur. And so Wild at the free throw line. He's 2 for 4 tonight. He'll get 2 more here. Free throw up and in. And that stops the 9-0 run from Gehring to make it an 11-point game. Again, Cardinals have yet to hit a shot from deep tonight. Wild makes both. Gehring's done a good job of running Chatterin off the line tonight, forcing them to go inside, but Chatterin hasn't been able to capitalize. Here's Lightbar from the free throw line. Kick out Bruner. Bruner to Ruziska. Here's Howard. Howard steps right. Free throw line back to Ruziska. Into the corner, Mazur. Baseline drive. Shot up. Won't go. Another foul on Chatterin. They've called 4 fouls on Chatterin in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter, and that's going to be the third on Brock Ferry. Mazur at the stripe had 2 points in the first half, missed that one. One more free throw for Mazur. On its way, got that one. See if Chatterin can take care of the ball. They have not handled the scaring pressure very well at all. Here's Barry in the front court, Jelinek. And now it's tipped away again. Here comes Wybara. Wybara the layup. Goodness gracious, Wybara now with 10 in the game, and it's 36-23. Turnovers have doomed Chatterin horribly this third quarter. Daniels wants to drive. He's cut off. Inside look for Barry. Into the corner, Hendrickson. Left side back into Barry. Barry kicks it. Daniels, right wing. Chatterin just can't penetrate right now. Baseline drive for Daniels. He's stuck, and it's going to be a tie-up, and the possession arrow is going to go to Gehring. Again, Chatterin had all the momentum in the first half, or the end of the first half. Pulled within 3, and right now it's been all Gehring. They've outscored the Cardinals 12-2 in the quarter. Chatterin without a made basket through the first 3 minutes, just a couple of Gage Wild free throws. Ball in the front court, white bar into the corner. Howard, 3 on the way. Rolls it over the rim. Rebound loose. Picked up by Gehring. Wybara comes away with it. Wybara sizing up Wild. Inside look for Bruner. Bruner, turnaround off the glass. Got it. Bruner now with 9, and it's 38-23, Gehring. A 15-point lead for the Bulldogs. And another near steal. And Chatterin continues to flirt with the turnover every time they touch the ball. Hendrickson in the front court. Hands it off to Smith. Smith off the screen from Barry. Hendrickson. Inside Brock. Smith tries a 3. Rims in and out. Chatterin just looks tired right now. Ruziska has it stripped. Wild up ahead, it goes to Barry. Barry gathers the layup. Barry with 5, and it's 38-25. Ruziska in the front court, right in front of us here on the Mitchell logo. Ruziska kicks, Mazur drives. Out it comes, Wild back the other way. And Wild kind of gets an oop to himself and lays it in. And it's 38-27. It's down to an 11-point game. See if Chatterin can find a second win. Short shot. Wybara the rebound. Missed it again. Loose on the floor. Daniels comes up with it. Daniels almost traveled. Kick out. Hendrickson. Hendrickson drives the kick to Wild, drives on it, up with it, got it, the foul, Gage Wild. And that's going to be the second on Wybara. Makes it 38-29, a chance to get back to an 8-point game. Jay's Wild. 14 points in this ball game. Free throw. Bounced off. Rebound loose. Hendrickson picks it up. Skip pass out to Wild behind the back. Lost it. Up ahead is Wybarra to the basket. The layup, Wybarra. Wybarra's got 8 in the quarter. It's 40-29. Garing leading Chadron. We'll keep it right here. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Rheem Pro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys to know about a Rheem unit today at 432-6722. Scooter's Coffee, it's time to warm up this winter at Scooter's Coffee with the likes of a sea salt caramelicious or pistachio white mocha paired with a bacon or spicy sausage breakfast burrito. Western View Real Estate, live and work with a Western View. Find their current listings online at westernviewrealestate.com. Post 12th American Legion, including the Sons of the American Legion, Legion Auxiliary, proud supporters of the Chadron Cardinals, as is Joe Peters Roofing. If you think about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind than Joe Peters Roofing. So Chadron got on a little bit of a run, cut down the deficit down to 9, and now it's back to 11. Halfway through the third of the girls' game, Chadron up 40-36. Chadron boys trailing by 11, trying to dig their way out of a hole. Garing hasn't played a game since last Saturday when they played against Bluff's rival, Scott Bluff's. I'm going to say Twin City rivalry. Here's Hendrickson, left wing. Chadron yet to hit a shot from deep tonight. Daniels, pump fake, drives, leaves it in the corner for Hendrickson. Hendrickson spins up, has it blocked by Howard. Ball out, Wybarra up ahead, the layup for Wybarra. And it's 42-29, back to a 13-point game. Here's Barry from the free throw line, drives, wants to go up, and he will draw free throws. That foul goes on Bruner. That's his third. Barry at the free throw line, toes the line, fires it up, and gets the roll. .42-30 down to a 12-point deficit. Thomas Smith checks back in. Trey Hendrickson checks out. One more free throw here for Brock Berry to try to make an 11-point deficit. On its way, got them both. Good shots from Brock. Brock's got 7 points, and it's 42-31. Seiler into the front court, Wybarra. Wybarra into the corner. 3 from Creighton. Beals on the way, bounces high. Rebound for Gage Wild. Ball up in the front court. Spotted Elk. Spotted Elk left wing, trying to back his guy down. Drives in. Shot up. Got it. Tyler Spotted Elk hits, and it's 42-33. It's back to 9. And Chadron going a little run here. Seiler to Ruziska, far side of the floor. Chadron working a trapping defense. Seiler. The crossover. Back to Ruziska. Here's Howard straight away. Back to Beals. Beals leaves it off, and it's a turnover on Garrick. See, that's just it. No shot clock tonight. Garrick's been able to run offensive sets a little longer. It's cut into possession. Next year, it won't matter. Everybody's going to have shot clocks next year. Here's Wild from straight away. Short corner, goes to Barry. Barry trying to back his way down. Turns up with it, and he's fouled, and there's a couple of free throws. Great foul on Creighton Beals, and Barry's going to go back to the free throw line. He's 3-4 tonight. So two free throws here for Brock Berry. Gehring fans aren't happy. Neither is Coach Winkler on the far side. Berry, free throw. Rolls off. Missed the first. Saban Roberts checks back in. Drayton Beals is going to go out. Talon Jelinek's going to check in for Shadron. Thomas Smith is going to go out. One more free throw here for old Brock Berry. See if he can cash this puppy in. Try to make it an 8-point deficit with a minute 12 left in the third. Free throw on the way. Got it. Should be 42-34. They gave us an extra point, though. And now a steal by Brock Berry. Berry has to spot it up. Spot it up. Stops, kicks, Berry straight away. And that should be a charge. That's going to be a charge on Tyler Spot it up. He extended an arm trying to get to the basket. Yes, this should be 42-34. Zenderson checks in. They have 35 on the scoreboard for Shadron. Now Howard taking time to lace him up quick. Clock under a minute. Can you hold Gehring here as you trail by 8? Here's Seiler. Here's Ziska. Wybara, far side of the floor. Wybara pulls up and drops it in. This has been his quarter for Gehring. Hendrickson. The crossover. Had it knocked away. Wild back out to Hendrickson. And he's going to be fouled on his way to the basket on the floor. That's going to be 2 free throws. Fouls the fourth on Mazur. Fifth on Gehring, and 2 free throws coming for Trey Hendrickson. 2 points tonight for Trey. Free throw. Missed, and that wasn't on Mazur, excuse me. That was on Resistant, that's his first. And now Gehring's players are getting a little chippy with the officials here. One more free throw for Hendrickson on its way. Got it. They're going to award Hendrickson another free throw, and it pays off. One more free throw for Trey Hendrickson. Bends the knees, fires it, and leaves it flat. Rebound for Wybara. Down to a 9-point deficit, 12 seconds left. Wybara, off the screen. Step back, 3 on the way. Got it. Oh, my goodness. And Shadron won't get a shot off. It'll be 47-35 is your score as we head to the fourth quarter. We're back in a minute on KCSR and ChadRad.com.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game or the music concert or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
As fall turns to winter and you realize you may have slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors to bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
We welcome you back out. You probably heard me. I don't believe I had my mic turned down yet. I told Chris Cottrell of Caney B. Shadron's only got 35 points. They have 36 on the scoreboard, which we're taking. Uriah Ibarra had 15 points in that third quarter. He's got 19 for the game. Had 33 the first two times, or the first time these two teams met. Shadron ball to start the quarter. Floater up, won't go. Rebound for Barry. Kick out Smith. Three on the way. Left it short. Shadron hasn't hit a three yet tonight. Again, last week, each of these teams hit 12 in that game at Gehring. Here's Ibarra. Up with it, basket and a foul. Ibarra has just taken over in the second half.
In the second
half, got 21. That foul going on Trey Hendrickson. That is his first. Ibarra at the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play. Got it. And it's 50-35, a 15-point lead for Shadron. Here's Wild in the front court. To Barry, left side. Daniels trying to leave it inside. Saban Roberts comes over top, though. Knocks it away. It's going to be off of Bulldog. It'll stay Shadron ball. Fourth quarter brought to you by S. Western, West Hills Inn. Ball to Wild, straight away. Looking for Smith, not only there, and Wild just has to throw one up off balance. And Guerin comes away to steal. Here's Ibarra again, the layup. 52-35. Ball in the front court for Barry. For a minute in this fourth quarter. Daniels into the corner. Smith drives. Kicks back out to Daniels. Daniels for Wild. Wild drives. Leans in. Got it. Dage Wild has had a heck of a night. Unfortunately, Cardinals have been kind of quiet elsewhere. Back down to a 15-point deficit, 52-37. Here's Ibarra. Drives again. Missed that one. And the front court. Here's Barry, right side. Leads it off for Hendrickson. Shadron needs a huge shot here from somebody. Wild drives. Floater. In and out. A foul. And two shots coming. Free throws coming. Foul goes on Saban Roberts of Gary. Wild at the free throw tonight. At the free throw line tonight has gone 4 of 7. Free throw in and out. Callan Jelinek checks back in. So does Trenton Bruner of Gary. One more free throw coming here for Shadron. Free throw goes in. Ruziska in the backcourt to Seiler. Back to Ruziska. A 14-point lead here for Gehring. Skip past Seiler, corrals it, makes the pass before he ever hits the ground. Kick out Seiler, three. Missed off the back rim, and a foul on the rebound goes against Gehring. That's going to go on Bruner, and that's going to be his fourth. Thomas Smith checking back in, as is Tyler Spadiel. . 52-38. 14-point lead. Ball on the far side to Wild. Wild stops, kicks it left. Daniels wants to drive. has his pass thrown away by Ruziska. And Ruziska, they're going to throw it away. Nice trap by Shadron to force the turnover. Cardinals get themselves a possession back. Wild looking to toss it in. Finds Spotted Elk. Spotted Elk trying to go back and forth. Spins in. Kicks out. Berry. Corner three on the way. Got it! Brock Berry hit Shadron's first three of the night. See if that gets the Cardinals going. They trail by 11. Skip past Siler. Leaves down low for Bruno and he lays it in. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Here's Wild. Skip past Spotted Elk. The drive. Kicks. Smith. Corner three. Got it! Thomas Smith hits a three. And the Cardinals are trying to claw back in it. Into the corner, Bruner, three on the way. Got it. Goodness, what an answer. 57-44. Here's Berry. Skip pass. Spotted out. Inside to Berry. Lost it on the deck. Kick out Smith. Floater won't go. Rebound for Berry. The layup. And a timeout called by Shadron. Timeout on the floor. And we're back in 30 after this T-Slana Boutique timeout on KCSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shadron is your oasis away from home. Offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Back out here to Mitchell, 57-47 on the scoreboard. We're just going to go with it, I guess. I can count them up here quick. So we entered the third with 21, 23, 24, 25, to 6, 28, 32, 4, 5. Should have had 35 at the end of the third quarter. Then a point off. 4:10 left in the ballgame. Shadron trailing by 10. We'll go with it until someone makes the correction. Here's Ruziska, far side of the floor. We'll take an extra point all night long. Ruziska. Into the corner, Howard, back out Ruziska, and Carrington will throw it away. And now a foul on the floor on Garrett. That's on Mazur. That's his fourth. And Shadron will take it out along the baseline. Wild from the baseline. Ken Daniels, baseline drive, cut off. Skip pass to Wild. Right side of the floor, Wild backs away. Comes off the screen of Berry. Leaves for Jelinek. Jelinek wants to drive. Floater up off the back of the glass won't go. Rebound knocked around. Wybara comes away with it. Wybara into the front court. Trying to back his way down. Gives it off Mazur. Locked down to 320. Mazur, the drive. Leaves it out for Howard. Back out Mazur and Garing. Just going to be content. And they're going to call a foul? Who are they calling a foul on? They just call a foul on Trey Hendrickson? That's a bad call. Trey did a nice job of forcing a turnover, and then they call a late foul. Man. Ball comes in Ruziska. Buzyska, the drive, leaves it off. Bruner, jumper on the way, got it. He's been kind of that guy that stepped up tonight. That who's going to do it for Gehring besides Howard or Ybarra? It's been Trenton Bruner. The drive for Daniels, missed the layup. Rebound for Howard. And timeout called by Gehring. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. We're back in 30 on KCSR and ChadRed.com.
Why do all furniture ads sound like a sports commentator? You know, touchdown on prices. We're kicking out the competition. Everything must go, go, go. No, that's just not them. Just your everyday folks trying to get you comfy at home. And if they can help you score a deal on a recliner or sofa, is that a foul? If so, then penalize them. Call them fanatics. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. They're not fanatics, just fanatical about where your story begins.
Welcome back up. 2:41 to go in the ball game. Last update, Gehring up 3 in the girls' game with 5 minutes to go. Right now here, Gehring up 13. How this bracket shakes out, well, that's anybody's guess. Locations haven't even been solidified for tomorrow. I don't know when you will know. If Shadron girls lose, they will take on Mitchell tomorrow at 5 o'clock. The boys should lose. They'll take on Mitchell tomorrow at 3:30. Either the same location, different location, not sure. Seiler dribbling around. Gehring's just going to dribble this puppy out as long as they can. Man, I hate this. Two teams that have played with a shot clock all season. And then because we're playing in a gym that doesn't have a shot clock, this is the result. This is ridiculous. If you can't find a facility appropriate enough, don't host it here. And the same thing will be true with the auxiliary gym. They don't have shot clocks. So unless you're playing at Gehring High or Scottsbluff High, no shot clock. Turnover, spotted up, back the other way, shot up, he's fouled. By Seiler, will go to the free throw line. Spotted up at the free throw line, has 6 points tonight. He's got a basket in each quarter, hasn't had one yet in the fourth. Free throw on the way, got it. Shadron style with the shot clock coming to play this year has been a big benefit. And again, you get stuck in a game like this and the shot clock becomes non-existent and it changes the scope of everything. Underneath Bruner, wide open, the layup back the other end for Gehring. 61-48 on the scoreboard. Here's Daniels, skip pass, inside Jelinek, leaves it out for Wild, clock under 2 minutes. Wild strips, then it's thrown off the legs, picked up by Gehring. So Shadron, barring a lights-out final minute 37, as they force a turnover. Wild up ahead with it, drives, the layup for Gage Wild, had himself as heck of a night tonight is Gage Wild. Clock down to minute 20. Here's Seiler. Far side Ruziska. He'll dribble it back up top for Gehring. By Barra. Fouled by Jelinek. That's his second. And the fourth on Shattering this quarter with a minute 6 left. Jelinek can spot it. I'll check out. Ruziska to toss it with a minute 6 left. And there's foul number 5 on the team. That will be a foul on Gage Wild. That is his first. and Wybarra will go to the free throw line. So Shadron most likely, like you said, barring a few. Girls' game is tied at 64 with 28 seconds left. Wybarra bends the knees, fires it up, and connects. One more free throw coming for Wybarra. Garing clearing everybody out of the lane. Wybarra, one more free throw. Adam Bolt. 63-50 with a minute 3 left now. Steel Resista back the other way. Leaves it. Wybarra. Go way up. And Garing's going to win the third matchup of the season. Shadron took the first two. Is that corner three by Smith? Won't go. Wybarra the rebound. Lost it on his way up. Garing collects it. Clock down to 40. And a foul to send Siler to the free throw line. Might be too little too late, though. That foul goes on Gage Wild. Siler will get a couple of free throws here. Siler at the free throw line. Free throw on the way. Missed it. Tobin Landon checks in. Hendrickson checks out. Siler, free throw. Missed it. Rebound for Shadron. Trailing by 15. Daniels kicks. Wild. Inside Smith. Back out Daniels. Corner three on the way. Got it. Brady Daniels hits his second shot of the night. Makes it a 12-point game. Three-pointer there. Makes it 65-53. Again, waiting on a final from Scottsbluff High School. Shadron girls tied at 64 with Garing, 28 seconds left. Again, here, 26 seconds left, 65-53. Coming up, we'll have our Butler Ag Equipment postgame show. So timeouts brought to you by T Salon Boutique. If you need your hair done up good, go see Tegan Westmeyer at T Salon Boutique. I always joke with Tegan, she's got to prep. I'm very particular about how I like my haircut, and she said she'd work her way up to it. And one of these times we'll let Tegan have a go at it when I'm ready for a haircut. 26.1 seconds left. Siler to inbound it. Ball into Wybarra in the backcourt. And a foul by Brock Berry. That'll be his fourth. With 22 seconds left. So Wybarra. That's the free throw line. Free throw, up and in. Going to overtime, tied at 66. Shadron and Garing going to overtime, just like the boys did last week. Free throw, Wybarra gets involved. 30 points for Wybarra means he's got 26 in the second half. Goodness. Daniels drives, gets out wild. Three on the way. In and out, rebound, pulled in by Resiska. Shadron's going to fall into the consolation semifinals of the Western Conference Tournament. And leads to Garing for the first time this season, 67-53. We'll take a timeout. Post-game show is next on KCSR.
Modern Farm Equipment is a well-established farm machinery dealership with deep roots here in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, Tri-State Corner. Your authorized New Holland dealer, Modern Farm has the selection in inventory, parts, and services while being staffed with factory-trained technicians and knowledgeable parts and salespeople. Modern Farm Equipment on East Highway 20 in Gordon. Give them a look online at modernfarm.com or call 308-282-2368. Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild's Bar and Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Why do all furniture ads sound like a sports commentator? You know, touchdown on prices. We're kicking out the competition. Everything must go, go, go. No, that's just not them. Just your everyday folks trying to get you comfy at home. And if they can help you score a deal on a recliner or sofa, is that a foul? If so, then penalize them. Call them fanatics. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. They're not fanatics, just fanatical about where your story begins.
This is the Butler Ag Equipment Post Game Show. Butler Ag. Premium products, premium dealer support. Experience the Butler Ag difference.
We welcome you into the Butler Ag Equipment Post Game Show. Shattering falling in this one tonight by the score of 67 to 53. It was 18-9 after one, 24-21 at the half. Shattering went on a 9-0 run to end the second quarter. And then it was 47-35 going to the fourth. And 67-53 is your final in this one. We'll run through our numbers when we come back on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
The Butler Ag Equipment team in Chadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horse, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Chadron, or call 308-432-5593.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first. Just like you do for your family.
At the Eye Company, Dr. Jordan Stevens and her staff aim to be different. Different because they see their patients as family. Different because they will never settle with mediocre. At the Eye Company, they're continually trying to improve all aspects of the eye care they provide. From your eye examination to their diagnostic equipment and even their frames and lenses, they strive to provide excellent patient care and customer service. Stop by their office at 139 West 3rd Street in Chadron or call 432-2200 to experience eye care at its best.
Back into the Butler Ag Equipment Post Game Show, 67-53, your final. Let's look through the numbers quick. 30 points for Uriah Wybara tonight, 18 for Trenton Bruder, 10 for Gage Ruziska, 6 for Jackson Howard, 3 for Jack Mazur. Caring went 10 of 13 at the free throw line, made 7 threes. For Shattered, 19 for Gage Wild, 13 for Brock Berry, 7 for Tyler Spotted Out, 5 for Brady Daniels, and Thomas Smith, 3 for Trey Hendrickson. Cardinals went 11 of 19 at the line and hit just 2 3-pointers tonight. We'll come back, player of the game, and play of the game here on KCSR. Stick around.
The Butler Ag Equipment team in Chadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horse, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Chadron, or call 308-432-5593.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges in the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Homestead Bank is proud to serve Chadron and the surrounding communities. They take pride in the fact that so many ranchers, businesses, and consumers have trusted them with their financial needs for over the past 100 years. Their common sense approach to banking has helped them to stay fiscally strong. As a result, they've continued to grow with the communities around them. The bank farmers, ranchers, and businesses trust. If you're looking for a financial partner, come to see Homestead Bank in downtown Chadron. Homestead Bank, your journey, your bank. Member FDIC.
Back out here tonight from Mitchell. Let's take a look. Let's get your service barbershop player of the game. And tonight it's Gage Wild, 19 points for Gage. Also at 6 of 10 at the free throw line. 5 of 9 at the free throw line tonight. But Gage leading the way for Chadron with 19 points. Player of the night. Probably that first three that Thomas Smith hit. I lied. Chadron hit 3 3-pointers tonight, all in the fourth quarter. But Thomas Smith got it going. Brock Berry got it going, didn't he? Give it to Brock in that three-pointer. After Chadron went through the first three quarters without one, Brock Berry finally hit one. So the Chadron boys fall 67-53. Girls are in overtime. Hopefully when you hear me tomorrow, I sound better than this, but I don't know that I'd count on it. Thanks to Jared Pernod back at our KCSR studios. It's been Chadron Night Basketball at KCSR. Good night, everybody.
Hilltop Lanes at 10th Street in Chadron has rolled out some new hours. Now on Tuesdays through Fridays, the kitchen will be open from 11 to 2 p.m. Stop in and try one of their daily lunch specials or browse through a menu packed with delicious eats. If bowling is more up your alley, drop in on Tuesday evenings from 5 to 9 p.m., 5 to 11 p.m. on Wednesday through Friday, and 3 to 11 on Saturdays. That's Hilltop Lanes in Chadron, open for lunch Tuesday through Friday, and the best game of bowling you've ever had. Call 308-432-5263 to reserve your lane today.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Chadron is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chadron cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go cards on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're involved in. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, your hometown, home-owned business. Do it best with Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 Chadron.
Call Littrell Construction of Chadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Chadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Chadron, Nebraska.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrach Communication Sports. An
any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrach Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrad.com.
Crestview Care Center in Chadron. Whether your needs are long-term or short-term, let us be there for you. We offer unsurpassed therapy to get you back to as much independence as possible and maintain physical strength. We are also here to answer any questions you or your family may have about long-term care or our amazing therapy program. With over 40 years of commitment to the Chadron community, Crestview Care Center is here for you. Friend us on Facebook or visit us online at crestvcc.com.
Why do all furniture ads sound like a sports commentator? You know, touchdown on prices. We're kicking out the competition. Everything must go, go, go. No, that's just not them. Just your everyday folks trying to get you comfy at home. And if they can help you score a deal on a recliner or sofa, is that a foul? If so, then penalize them. Call them fanatics. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. They're not fanatics, just fanatical about where your story begins.
KCSR weather.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, low around 23 with very light southwest winds, only as high as 5 miles an hour. Staying that way tomorrow out of the west with partly sunny skies, highs in the low 40s again and mostly clear overnight, low in the low 20s. Saturday, sunny, a high in the upper 40s, light west winds, and Sunday, our warmest day yet. Highs in the mid-50s, lows only nearing freezing.
See if I'll be around when he
the years go rolling by. Just a memory for all the days gone by. Oh, you're always in my heart, and you're often on my mind. I will never let it die, just as long as I'm alive. Sometimes it makes me sad that we never said goodbye. Well, I guess it never hurts to hurt sometimes.
Take us with you wherever you go. Download the KCSR radio app on your Android or Apple device. KCSR.
Any day now, I will hear you say, to keep you.
If you don't want to stay until you're gone forever, I'll keep holding on for dear life, holding you this way, begging you to stay any day now. When the clock strikes go, you'll call it off. Then my tears will flow. Then my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Any day now, love will let me down. 'Cause you won't be
what you can do if you got love.
Live local news at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., noon, 4 p.m., and 5 p.m. on AM 610 KCSR.
A lot of work goes into making Nebraska, Nebraska. Keeping it green. Helping it thrive. Making it fun. Everything that goes into caring for our outdoors, from waters to wildlife, plays a big role in making Nebraska home. Learn how we help conserve our state's natural resources at OutdoorNebraska.org.
Paid for by Nebraska Game and Parks. Aired with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Kiwanis, Rotary, and Lions Club. Festivals, parades, and our county fairs. These are some of the organizations and events that are powered by volunteers. They play critical roles in injecting life and adventure into our communities. They offer the chance for youth in our region to make an impact. The time is now to reach out and encourage those in our middle schools and high schools to become active members of our communities. To learn how, contact the Chatham Chamber office at 432-4401. This message is a community service of AM 610 KCSR.
Small businesses are neighbors serving neighbors. Passionate people who give our community character and personality. It's why at F&BO, we're passionate about helping you meet every moment at every stage of your business with guidance and solutions to help you take your business where you want it to go. Online and mobile banking, payments, lending, transfers and deposits, all made easy and more secure so you can do more. F&BO, big believers in small business. Member FDIC.
KCSR Weather.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, low around 23 with very light southwest winds, only as high as 5 miles an hour. Staying that way tomorrow out of the west with partly sunny skies, highs in the low 40s again and mostly clear overnight, low in the low 20s. Saturday sunny, a high in the upper 40s, light west winds, and Sunday our warmest day yet, highs in the mid 50s, lows only nearing freezing.
Unlike most businesses, we don't go dark on weekends and instead bring you programs you love. Tune in on Saturdays at 8 a.m. for Jerry Schimmel's True Stories on Amazing Americans.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. Lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress I had a split from the side, clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming, and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. Looked at a pitiful shack, and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off, and I'm real sick, and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Oh, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have, well, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, now your mama's mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in and off the streets. 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, you were.
I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And then I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse where I ain't been back.
She ain't been back.
Now in this world there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites, they call me bad. They criticize mama for turning me out, no matter how little we had. But though I ain't had to worry about nothing from now on 15 years, well, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ears. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you up.
Cause hearts aren't made to break, they're made to love. Lately all I do is think about you. It's weighing like a stone inside my mind. And I know I've taken you for granted and left your heart hanging on the line. Oh, it tears me up when you're crying, I say you've been hurt enough. Trying hard don't always make it easy. Cause hearts aren't made to break, they're made to love. And your love is fine getting to me. I can't believe the things I've done. And still you're standing here beside me, the fool and the faithful one. Oh, it tears me up when you go all to pieces. Crying, I say you've been hurt enough. Trying hard don't always make it easy. Cause hearts aren't made to break, made to love. Oh, hearts aren't made to break, made to love. Thank you.
Storms are raging on a rolling sea, down the highway of regret. The winds of change are blowing wild and free, but you ain't seen nothing like me. There ain't nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth for you. Make you happy, make your dreams come true. To make you feel my love.
Buy, sell, trade, or give away. It's Swap Shop, 9:10 a.m. to 9:55 a.m., Mondays through Fridays on AM 610 KCSR.
Live coverage of area wrestlers at the Nebraska State High School Wrestling Tournament is being aired on Stereo AM 610 KCSR and on ShadRad.com. Say thanks to these sponsors, Security First of Shadron, proud to help bring you live state coverage. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance in Shadron wants to make you know they support all area wrestlers this weekend. And Thomas Carlott in Shadron says congratulations and good luck to everyone going to state wrestling in Omaha.
I'm Christy. I used to smoke cigarettes. I had smoker's cough and severe shortness of breath, and I knew I had to quit. Then I tried e-cigarettes, but I just ended up using both. I really didn't start to get better until I quit smoking completely. My tip to you is, just cutting down on the number of cigarettes you smoke isn't enough.
Call the Nebraska Tobacco Quit Line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, 1-800-784-8669. Paid for by Tobacco Free Nebraska. Aired with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you confused seeing so many ads for hearing aids on TV and wondering what the difference is between them? Girard Audiology is here to answer all of those questions for you. Whether it's an over-the-counter hearing aids that can stream phone calls, or finding a finance program to fit your budget, we're here to help. Because of the excellent customer service and the knowledge we provide, we've been voted your favorite hearing health care provider in the Panhandle for 19 years. Call to schedule your appointment today at Girard Audiology,
632-7415. KCSR weather.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, low around 23 with very light southwest winds, only as high as 5 miles an hour. Staying that way tomorrow out of the west with partly sunny skies. Highs in the low 40s again and mostly clear overnight, low in the low 20s. Saturday sunny, a high in the upper 40s, light west winds, and Sunday our warmest day yet. Highs in the mid 50s, lows only nearing freezing.
Weekends were made for relaxation and cruising. Why not cruise with Shannon, Russ, and Chris on Under the Hood every Saturday morning from 9 to 11?
Well, you used to be mine, not so very long ago. I was crazy to ever let him get away. But girl, you should know better than to go bragging in my face. So forgive me for what I'm about to say. Big deal, so what? Who cares? We just got lucky, that's all. First hand times you told me, yeah, yeah, so
I'd love them and I'd leave them alone. I didn't care how much they cried, no sir. The tears just left me cold as a stone. But then I fooled around and fell in love. 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 Used to be when I'd see a girl, all that I liked, I'd get at my book and write down her name. But when the grass got a little greener on the other side, I'd just tear out that page and I'd throw it away. But then I fooled around and fell in love. I fooled in love. Love's gonna hold on me. But then I fooled around and fell in love. I fooled around and fell in love. I said I fooled around and fell in love.
This is Susan Littlefield from the Rural Radio Network. From calving season to harvest, Northwest Nebraska's trusted source for ag and market news is Stereo AM 610, KCSR.
Let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's play the games we played on our wedding night. To lock and bolt, the door is only right. Let's chase each other round the room tonight. Seems like lately people love to play with fire. And the other games they play are just as bad. I'd rather stay at home and feel your burning lips and play the kind of games that make me glad. Oh, let's chase each other round the room tonight. Let's play the kind of games played on our wedding night. To lock and bolt, the door is only right. Let's chase each other down the room tonight. chase around and make each other weary. Let's keep all our love at home and out of sight. Let's leave everything like jealousy behind us. And let's chase each other around the room tonight. Oh, let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's play the games we played on our wedding night. And the lock in both the door is only right. Honey, let's chase each other around the room tonight.
See that pretty girl across the street? That young man at her side, she looks at him so sweetly. He doesn't have a clue what that looks for, but I do. And what's more, been there.